Hi and welcome to another episode of FutureWise, where we talk about education and careers. I'm your host, Kirtana Tiwari. Today we'll be talking about something that we all have been doing for the past month, working from home. I have Moneycontrol's M. Saraswati who has some data on this, and we'll be talking about how the culture of working from home will fit into India and how it will affect corporate India. Hi and welcome to the show, Saraswati.
Hi, Kirtana.
How long will the work from home culture be prevalent in India now that it has properly come in?
So as far as the work from home culture in India is concerned, till about mid of March, that is March 15th, when things were going on as normal prior to the coronavirus outbreak, less than 5% of the total workforce in India in the organized sector, which is roughly around 600 million workers in India, they were less than 5% of these workers were working from home. But post that, once a lockdown and complete suspension of public transport was announced, all of them were forced to work from home. And it is only essential staff, including, say, IT backend providers or people who work at bank branches with minimal staff or healthcare workers have been forced to work from their commercial premises. Otherwise, the rest of India, which is almost 98% of the people, are working from home. So this has been a complete drastic shift because, unlike other markets like Europe and parts of Germany and Switzerland, where around 10 to 20% of the workforce is allowed to work from home on a flexible basis, India hadn't seen too much of an acceptance. But this lockdown and fears of spread of COVID-19, even if lockdown is lifted, has forced companies to kind of boost the whole work from home practice. And yesterday itself, TCS has announced that by 2025, almost 75% of its workforce could be working from home. So TCS almost has 4.5 lakh employees all across the world, and right now only 20% of its workforce works from home. And by 2025, TCS said that they will enable 75% of work from home, which is a very good enabler, because it also means that work from home and remote working is being slowly accepted in India.
Right. And I've heard that many companies choose this because some of them also have less space. So in order to accommodate people, and they have the system where they have like a few days of working from home every week.
Yeah, that is also correct. Especially startups and small IT, ITS firms work from these so-called co-working spaces. So co-working spaces typically charge you on a per desk basis. So for use of, the electrical sockets in that particular desk and use of Wi-Fi and internet connection, they charge on a per desk basis on a daily and a monthly period. So now that this work from home has been experimented with, these companies had already seen a lot of cost benefits if a few of their employees would work from home. For instance, if a company is, say, paying 5 lakh rupees for a co-working space for 20-30 employees, it could save up a lot of those costs if those employees could be made to work from home. And only for, say, meetings or important client discussions, they could meet up at a common place and then do those reviews. So from a cost perspective as well, it will work out very well. And especially in the IT sector, where there is, for the smaller firms, some co-working is offered for the startup entities. Now that it is estimated that over 1 million IT employees would continue to work from home post the lockdown, this would be beneficial for them from a cost perspective as well, because electricity charges, apart from the other co-working space and the rentals, will be saved.
Right. And how will this impact compensation structures?
So what we are hearing is that because you'll be working from home on a prolonged basis, the compensation structures could also be tweaked to strictly match it to your performance. So right now, almost typically, 70-30 model is followed, wherein 70% of your compensation is fixed and around 30% is variable pay. So this variable pay is dependent on your performance in an annual basis as well as how the company performs. Now, if you work from home on a regular basis, so what happens is that the company obviously does not have any way to monitor your progress in the organization. I mean, unless you're in the sales force wherein your targets can be monitored. But for non-sales force, there is no quantitative metrics. So what we are hearing from the HR executives is that the compensation structure will also be tweaked, wherein, your variable pay could take up as much as 40 to 50% as of your pay package. And on your on a daily basis, you will be monitored as to how, the work from home infrastructure is working for you. So typically what happens is that all of these companies, especially the large and mid-sized ones, have a daily call in the morning and as well as the end of the day. So morning they discuss what are the things that you should be doing and the daily tasks that you're assigned. And at the end of the day, they kind of review to see if those daily tasks are performed. So a lot of your variable pay will also now depend on these daily tasks and how effectively you're able to do this. So this is while it may not be very good news because, variable pay is something which the companies have control over. So even if an employee has worked to 100% of his or her ability, the variable pay that you're entitled to, you only end up getting 80 to 90%. So work from home could probably also be used as a tool to monitor the low performers and also curb their salaries. So companies end up saving costs, but the employees lose out.
Right. That's true. But it's also a good opportunity for companies to improve their employee review processes, right? Like
that
they can improve.
Because, at this point, very structured textbook sort of models like your bell curve are used, which probably may not be relevant for your large employee organizations where there could be distinct different performers depending on which project they are part of or which is the team that they are part of. But now that, on a daily basis, if they can be monitored using tools, your chances of getting a better performance rating also goes up. And for the companies as well, it becomes easier for them to probably look at who are the low performers and who needs more handholding. And probably if there is a scenario where the company may have to cut costs, they can also look at who are some of the possible employees who can be asked to leave as well.
Right. Now let's talk about the employees and what they can do from, home, working from home. What are the must-have devices that we should be having while working from home?
Obviously, first of all, working from home means that all your client meetings and your daily review meetings go online. So apart from the regular laptops, a lot of, webcams that give you a better display as far as client meetings are concerned, because especially for a lot of MNCs in India that have a global presence, a regular laptop with a webcam may not be very sufficient if you want to have a pan-India or, pan-world sort of meeting. So a good one should invest in a good webcam, which is probably available for around a few thousand rupees on these e-commerce platforms. Also, for from an ergonomical perspective as well, since we are sitting at home and we may or may not have proper infrastructure for desk and a chair, so a lot of companies, of course, are offering office infrastructure to be taken home. But those who don't have these facilities can probably invest in a good office chair that can be used at home. Also, for the home infrastructure is concerned, laptop cooling devices are also must-have, because once we work from home, there is practically no end to when the day will end, because it's not like a 8 to 6 or a 9 to 7 kind of a work hour. We practically don't know when the day begins and when the day ends, because there is an issue of your personal devices and laptops heating up, and there is a chance of them getting faulty as well. now that because of the lockdown, we wouldn't have access to service personnel. So it is better that you invest in a cooling device once, of course, the lockdown is lifted, because right now you wouldn't be able to buy it. And also, for those who do not have a laptop and have not been provided with any office infrastructure, there are these mini keyboards that are available that can be used for your phone devices. That will help ease the pressure on your wrists as well. So that could be a good investment as far as your home workspace is concerned.
Right. And it goes without saying that we need a solid internet access.
That, of course, goes without saying, because without that, no work can be done.
Right. And also, I think, Saraswati, we are kind of lucky that this has happened right now. Because even if you had gone a few years, like say 5 to 10 years behind, if this had happened like, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago, then, you know, internet services weren't that great back then. And now it's more, you know, internet is more available even in rural areas, right?
Yeah, that is true. You know, internet penetration and smartphone penetration, because of, you know, cheap data being available, has helped, you know, improve connectivity as well. And then, of course, you have access to a lot of video conferencing tools, which makes it much easier to, you know, keep in touch with your office colleagues, be it for meetings, be it for regular work updates. I mean, you wouldn't have to rely on age-old text messaging and calls.
Right. And coming to an important factor, Saraswati, how do I protect confidential information?
So as far as confidential information is concerned, you know, we have over the past 1 month wherein the work from home concept was introduced all across India, we have seen some breaches happening across companies. And there was a recent incident where a research firm had some hackers, you know, entering their research meeting and posting some obscene content. So, of course, there is one threat of hackers entering the system. On the other, there is a threat of confidential information being, you know, breached and taken away. So for those who are working from home and don't have, you know, office devices, it is imperative that you don't download software from any unauthorized websites. So even if you're using, say, even if you're using video calling applications like Zoom, it is ideal that you download it only from the registered official software, because a lot of these Me Too web software that look very similar to the original ones have come in, which makes it very easy for them to hack into your system. Now you have to what you have to understand is that a lot of employees in India don't realize that if there is any hacking incident that happens, and if it is said to be originated from your device, you're also liable for any financial losses that the company incurs on your behalf. So at this time, when there are, you know, pay cuts and job cuts being announced across companies, this is the last thing that companies would want. Secondly, even if you're using a lot of these video conferencing softwares, if there is a potential confidential meeting or say a deal or an M&A meeting, it is ideal that you use paid software and not some of those free video calling applications that you find on the internet. While those can be used for non-agenda get-together sort of meetings, you cannot be using them for important confidential information sharing. So even among the authorized video calling apps that have been used, now a lot of tightening measures have been taken, wherein you are not supposed to share the passcode with other users or even other employees in your organization. And you are not supposed to send the meeting link to any other person. Because if you send, primarily the entry to these confidential meetings happens to an internet link. And if this link is shared with, you know, non-employees or with, say, friends or relatives, just to get a feel of how these meetings go, this can be hacked into by an intruder, where confidential information can be stolen. And then again, you will be held responsible financially for any such hacks that happen. So these are some of the things that employees should, you know, make use of. And of course, you should also look at the kind of permissions that you've given to these applications, because there has been a couple of cases wherein even after you exit the app or even after you turn off the app and or uninstall it, the information, the audio and the webcam is switched on, which you may not realize. A lot of information that you discuss pre or post the meeting is also leaked out. So you should recheck the kind of privacy and the kind of permissions that you've given in and switch off audio and video for across apps so that no such breach happens.
Right. And I'm sure every company would have a list of instructions for employees to maintain, you know, confidentiality for certain, you know, company information. And it would be best that every employee, like, you know, reads that thoroughly.
Yeah, that's right, Kirtana, because even these days before a lot of these deal meetings or meeting with auditors before the financial results are announced, a set of instructions are being circulated to both the auditor side as well as to the board side. So that, especially when it comes to your financial earnings, since these are all listed entities, any numbers that get leaked before the actual results get declared can be a violation of the market rules. So from a stock market perspective as well, these companies need to be doubly sure and ensure that no third party gets access to this information. So while the ideal situation would be to have separate devices for personal communication and professional communication, due to this sudden emergency sort of lockdown, companies may not have been able to provide these official communication devices. So, you know, employees should be doubly sure.
Right. And Saraswati, there's also another thing that was quite surprising that I found. Many of my friends and family also said that their work hours are getting longer because they are at home, and it's very easy for employers to, you know, just give more work because they don't have a travel time and, you know, they have more time at home. So how can we make sure that, you know, we are working just the right amount of hours that we are supposed to?
Okay. So this is, you know, a very relevant question that you've asked. Across companies, you know, we've seen that a general work hour, which is typically 8 to 9 hours, has stretched to 10 to 12 hours. So firstly, you need to make it clear to your reporting manager that, because this is work from home is just a replacement for your regular working in the office. Because you cannot commute to the office, you're working from your home premises. But that does not mean you're required to spend half the day just in office work. So one, be clear to your HR manager that this is the exact number of work hours you'll be putting in, and also take frequent breaks. What we fail to understand is that since this is a replacement of your actual work hours, you can take your coffee breaks or your cigarette breaks or your water or going to the washroom. You can keep doing that and not worry about, you know, your work hours being hampered. Now, the problem here is a lot of companies which employees have not yet realized have started using employee monitoring tools, and your attention tracking is also being done. So, for instance, video conferencing software Zoom allows companies to turn on something called attention tracking. So where this means that if you're away from the app for more than 30 seconds, there is an indication that is given to the company that you're not attending the meeting or you're not very attentive. So similarly, but companies are also using third-party softwares to see what are the other websites or say social media tools, social media websites like Facebook and YouTube that you are using during office hours. So for employees, this could get a little tougher because using the same device, the company gets to know what exactly you're doing during work hours and whether you're paying attention or not. But on the other extreme, we've also noticed cases, especially reported among bank employees, wherein every 10 minutes there is a beep that is given out. If you don't respond or if you're away from your screen, then you're marked negative. This report is sent to your reporting manager. So their idea is that you should be glued onto your computer or your laptop or any other device continuously. However, you can have, you know, discussions with your reporting manager and your team to kind of let them know that you would like to take regular breaks. And it is also important that you switch off, because if one or two employees continue to work beyond the regular work hours, the others are also expected to follow suit. So if all of them switch off at the same time, then, you know, it kind of becomes a work culture to leave on time.
Right. So it looks like it all comes down to balance, you know, making sure that we are productive for the right amount of time. And we also have time for other things that we can do, you know, since we are at home. Thanks, Saraswati, for all this information.
Thank you, Kirtana.
With that, we wrap this episode of FutureWise. If you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Manifesto. Thank you for listening.